This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Since 2000, the white population under the age of 18 has shrunk by 7 million, and declines are projected among white 20-somethings and 30-somethings over the next two decades and beyond because of low fertility rates and modest white immigration. A group of residents in eastern Istanbul have been protesting for 70 days over the unfulfilled promises of a developer who demolished 300 homes to build new ones and then went bankrupt and reneged, leaving them homeless or in rented apartments. Although 91% of Macedonians voted for a name change for their country that would open the door to join the EU and the NATO alliance, the fact that only 37% participated is casting doubt. California has become the first state to mandate that companies domiciled in the state must name female directors or face penalties. Facebook could face a $1.63 billion fine for its recent data breach under Ireland's Data Protection Commission, which is Facebook's lead privacy regulator in Europe. Music copyright changes approved by Congress and going to signature by the president will start paying artists whose recordings are made before February 15th, 1972 that are played on digital music services. A new NAFTA deal with the U.S., Canada, and Mexico has been announced with fanfare as many wait for the details. Nearly one nursing home in five now goes unused. Baylor White Hospitals and Herman Memorial have announced intent to merge and create a 68 hospital network along the Gulf Coast centered in Houston. AARP has hired a Madison Avenue agency to fight ageism. The flu vaccine was only 40% effective at preventing infection in 2017. Vaccine effectiveness varies quite a bit each year, from a high of 60% in 2010-11 to a low of 19% in 2014-15. No European or Asian country grants citizenship at birth as the U.S. does. According to a Pew Research poll of 26,000 people around the world, the image of the U.S. has fallen substantially since Trump became president. He ranks below Russia's Putin and China's president. And only three countries have attitudes improved since 2016. Russia, Israel, Kenya, that's it. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 and Iron Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.